the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9 WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
8:11 on the Moody Good Morning Show, and it's time for Destination Sawyer Home and Garden Center, where they are most thankful for the holidays, along with all of their loyal customers. And as a result, they will be open on Thanksgiving Day from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. They're perfect for last-minute needs in the kitchen, a bottle of wine, maybe a hostess gift, maybe just to stop in and say hello and happy Thanksgiving. And they'll also be open on Black Friday from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Most wonderful time of the year at the Sawyer Home and Garden Center. Always a delight, and always a delight as well. In the house with us this morning from Sawyer Home and Garden Center, B. Good morning, B.
Well, good morning, and how lovely to see you after a two-week absence.
Yeah. How have you been?
I've been fine, and your cruise went well?
Absolutely. Had a great time.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'd truly love to talk more about that, but the topic I'm going to talk about today in 8 minutes is normally what I cover in a 1 or 2 hour talk. At gardens, okay, or when at garden talks with people. Yeah. So I'm going to try to cram as much as possible in there. So you know that old phrase, if I had a nickel every time, right?
Be rich.
Exactly. Guess what the most commonly asked question is 365 days out of the year at the garden center?
How much is this?
No. Oh, yeah. I should have qualified that. Okay, regarding plants. Or can I get this for cheap? All right. So that's the second one. No, the most common one is, when do I prune what?
Okay.
And people find it so confusing. And when they say, well, when do I prune my magnolia? And then they'll say, well, when do I prune my boxwood? And when do I prune this? And it's different for different types of plants. And when I start explaining the difference, their eyes glaze over. They say there's so many different rules for pruning. And this is my response to them. I say, do you cook? And a lot of them say, yeah, I cook. I love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So then I say, all right, well, when you cook fresh garden peas, do you cook them the same way that you cook a pound of bacon? And they're
throw
like,
them in the pan and fry them.
Yeah, and they're like, no, they're completely separate. And I'm like, okay, well, all right. So do you make toast the same way as you stuff a turkey? And they're like, no, that's completely different. I said, well, you're not complaining about that. And then they say, well, no, because I understand that. And I said, well, it's just a matter of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to break this down into as simple as possible, this complex subject. Now, I'm going to start with just basic pruning on shrubs and trees. And aside from the dead, which is obvious that you remove those, mm-hmm. a lot of trees, particularly lilacs and crab apples, they'll have crossed branches, they'll have water spouts. Those are those branches that grow up like bamboo, and then you'll have suckers. But they all produce leaves right now. And that, remember, is little bitty solar panels for the shrubs. So I like to take them out in the winter when they're dormant, but it's like, well, which one's dead and which one's alive? So a trick that I've taught myself is I always have a little bottle of light green acrylic paint. And on the back side of the trees and shrubs where nobody will see it, I will then take some of that paint and I will paint a 1-inch mark on the branches that I want to take out in winter. Mm-hmm. So that way, when all the leaves are off the tree, it's so easy to identify them. So that's my little trick for labeling them at the right time. Now, the most complex one that really confuses people is hydrangeas. And you could say, well, isn't there just one? And I would say, but wait, there's more. All right?
Yeah.
There's three types of hydrangeas. So you have to know which type you have. The most common one that a lot of people have is the old Annabelle one, the absolutely beloved, and the incredible, the PG hydrangea. Now, those are the ones that bloom on new wood. So that means that any wood that's produced in 2018 is when they're going to bloom. So I like to wait until early February or March and cut those down to about 6 inches. And then they spring up like a waterfall. And that's when you'll get your beautiful new blooms. Now, the second type of hydrangea, that's the mop heads, the lace caps, the oak leaf hydrangeas. they've already formed their buds in 2017. So if you start pruning those, you're going to be cutting off all your flowers next year.
Where are my flowers?
Yeah, and don't blame them on the deer because you were the one that caused the problem. So that type you prune immediately after flowering. Now you have the most confusing type. And that's the brand new repeat blooming hydrangeas. Now, that's your Endless Summer and your Let's Dance series. And they not only bloom on new growth, that's 2018, but old growth, which is 2017. So basically, there's no rule to prune those. You can prune them whenever you want, because whichever way you prune them, you're going to be cutting off half the buds. Mm-hmm. But you'll be getting flowers for it. Okay. All right. So now, backing up. We're going to be going into spring, and we've got lilacs and forsythias and crab apples and quince. With spring blooming trees and shrubs, you prune those immediately after blooming because they start forming their flowers as soon as they're done. So you want to prune them, you want to shape them, you do it as soon as the flowers die. And a rule in horticulture is you never remove more than 1/3 of the mass of the plant because it needs to be able to have the other 2/3 to recover.
Okay.
Now you've got your summer blooming trees and shrubs, and that's potentillas and butterfly bush and your crepe myrtles, your vitex. Those bloom on 2018 wood. So when they are dormant, in winter, you can prune them, you can shape them, because they're not going to be forming flowers until that summer.
Okay.
That also goes for your summer blooming viburnums. Well, then you got shrubs that we don't really count as blooming, and that's barberries, some types of spireas, euonymus, the burning bush, etc. And with those, if you've got some wonky stems, you can absolutely cut those back so they don't poke your eye out. But what I like to do with those is I wait until they're dormant so that I can see their skeletal structure, and I will prune them at that time. Mm-hmm. Now you've got roses. Now, roses aren't as complicated as everybody tells you they are. They're pretty darn simple as far as pruning. There's two kinds of roses. Old-style roses, which only bloom in spring. And if you've lived in your house more than a year, you're going to know which ones you have. Mm-hmm. Those are basically climbers and old roses. They bloom in spring. And so when do we prune them? Question? We prune them right after they
bloom.
Are done. Exactly. And then you have basically the other type, which are hybrid teas, floribundas, grandifloras. Those I wait until February or March, because roses are notorious for losing their canes during the wintertime. So if you have a 3-foot shrub and you chop it back to 18 inches, and then winter kills that 18 inches, you're stuck with nothing.
Yeah.
So just wait until...
I believe that's called a flat push.
Exactly. That's called a come back to Sawyer Garden Center and buy a brand new rose, folks. So what I do with my roses, I wait to see what winter has killed off. Mm-hmm. I wait to see what is beginning to break dormancy in spring, and then I prune accordingly. So then you've got your trees that we don't really consider as flowering. Those are oaks, those are lindens, those are ash trees. And the best time to prune those is when they're completely dormant. You can see their skeletal structure. You're not spreading diseases. Now, some of these trees, like maple trees and birch trees, they're called bleeders. They lose sap prodigiously. There's no correct time to prune those. They're just going to leak sap no matter when you do. So just do it when they're dormant, and yeah, that's it. Now, one more thing regarding pines. Pines get pruned different than any other evergreen. They will produce new shoots that look like caterpillars, and those are called candles. So those I pick off by hand. Regular evergreens like yews, you can just prune those any time of year. Remember, never more than 1/3. And that's my 2-hour talk condensed down to 8 minutes. Phew!
Ta-da!
Yeah!
All right, now you know all there is to know about prunes. I mean pruning. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Bea, thank you very much for that. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, it's the most wonderful time of the year at the Sawyer Home and Garden Center. They've got fresh greens there with a fresh live Christmas greenery for holiday decorating, lifelike Christmas trees. I just bought mine a couple of weeks ago before we went on the cruise, went down to Sawyer Home and Garden Center, bought my new artificial artificial tree because my old one was going to be way too big for the new place, and we got rid of that when we moved. So there, you've also got a great lineup of gourmet treats for your Thanksgiving and holiday parties in the grocery department, some wonderful gourmet foods for the Thanksgiving feast. Go and check it out online as well. You can swing by and find all sorts of wonderful things. And don't forget, we're just 2 weeks away from the annual Christmas Open House, biggest event of the year, Friday, December 1st, kicking off store-wide sales at 8 o'clock in the morning. Saturday, sales, 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 and on Sunday, store-wide sales. It's going to be great, and you will not want to miss it. It is first class at every regard. You want to make it your destination. Sawyer Home and Garden Center, 5865 Sawyer Road, exit 12 off of I-94 in Sawyer. Sawyer Home and Garden Center, open every day, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. B, thank you much. Have yourself a great day.
Absolutely, and happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners.
Thank you. Same to you.